prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for this special episode of Casual Friday, where we have a lot of great things to talk about. How are you?
Yes, we do. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's new?
Nothing. Lots of things are new, right. But I want to start the show out on a really crappy note today.
Oh, why? Are you upset?
Well, no, but the people who live in Portland, Oregon probably will be. There's a Portland pooper on the loose.
What is the Portland pooper?
Well, evidently he's armed and dangerous. Be careful. There's someone going around and defecating in business, like a business owner got him on a security camera. He was defecating in his parking lot, and he had toilet paper with him.
That's the interesting thing about this story. So the guy or gal, I guess it's a guy. They know it's
a guy. Yeah, they have a photo of him.
He's carrying toilet paper. So it's not like this was like a one-time thing where, ooh, I got to go. He's like always prepared to go whenever he wants, wherever he wants.
This article says there's a line between being psychopathic public serial pooper and being a psychopathic public serial pooper with dirty drawers.
Yeah. You know, what's funny. Yesterday we talked about Brooks Kubik actually went vegan for a year.
Right.
He said one of the biggest problems he had being vegan, aside from some health issues, but from a social standpoint, was that he had gas all the time and he had to poop all the time. And we joked about like him doing cardio in Cherokee Park and having to duck behind a tree or a garbage can and poop spontaneously. He said, I don't know how people do it. So I thought that was interesting. So maybe this guy has just gone vegan recently.
Well, but he wouldn't have his, he wouldn't be doing it in the parking lot in the wide open space.
No.
So interesting, now that we're on the subject, I was out doing cardio this morning and I must have been really bored, but I counted 9 piles of, I guess, dog. And it was on the sidewalks, it was in the grass, it was everywhere.
Was it in bags? Did people at least put it in bags?
No, it was not in bags. A lot of times I will see people who just like put it in bags and then throw it to the side of the road.
I don't understand that. The whole idea behind putting it in a bag is so that you can take it and dispose of it properly. It's not so that you can put it in a bag and throw it on the side of the sidewalk. But, you know, I mean, at least if your dog poops in the grass, the rain eventually will make it absorb into the grass. If you put it in a plastic bag and then throw the bag on the grass, that's stupid.
There was actually an apartment complex here a couple years, I guess it was last year.
Yeah, this is funny.
That there was such a problem with dog owners allowing their dogs to go anywhere they wanted. When the person gets an animal or moves in with an animal, they have to register their animal. They get their DNA tested.
By swabbing the inside
of
the dog's mouth.
And then if there's any feces that they find, they would check it and see whose DNA it matched.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, so enough of the crappy subject.
Okay. What shall we talk about now, and since we're off of the Dookie story?
Well, I did want to mention that I don't know if anyone in our audience eats turkey bacon, but Kraft Heinz is recalling 2 million pounds of bad bacon, turkey bacon.
But it's turkey bacon, not real bacon.
No, it's turkey bacon.
And what is the reason that they're recalling it?
They said that it goes bad quicker than normal. I don't know if they didn't add something to it.
I wonder if that's code for it was bad already when we shipped it. So then,
it may be adulterated because it may spoil before the best when used by date.
Yeah, adulterated is another way of saying this was old turkey bacon. We should have never shipped it, so it's actually going bad before the shelf life. This is
2,068,467 pounds worth.
Wow, that's a lot of turkey. That just goes to show you how much turkey bacon people eat. Why don't they just eat regular bacon?
Maybe they don't eat pork.
Yeah. Did you hear about the, you know, we had, pork is a big, commodity crop here, commodity in the United, in, Kentucky.
Right.
We have the Pork Producers Association. Did you hear that there were protesters at the Pork Producers Association at the state fair the other day?
Oh, I did hear that. I did. There was a governor's breakfast or something.
Yeah, it was, and so these people showed up there, and I didn't get the whole story, but it was something about pork and being Muslim and not them. You know, Muslim people don't eat pork,
mm-hmm.
and they were like protesting about pork and being Muslim or something like that. I thought that was interesting.
I heard it briefly on the news, but I didn't catch the whole story.
We have great pork here in Kentucky.
Yes.
Really so, anyway, okay.
You get yours from a farmer, and actually you got some last weekend.
Yes, I did. They're good, healthy pigs raised naturally that aren't eating ractopamine-laden feeds. Yes.
So Burger King wanted to, I guess Peace Day is coming up, and I guess there's rift between McDonald's and Burger King, and Burger King has extended the olive branch to McDonald's in a proposal to create a joint pop-up store and sandwich in honor of Peace Day,
right,
which is September 21st. And they wanted to offer a sandwich that would be called the McWhopper.
Have they been able to, are they talking about, are they really going to do it?
No, McDonald's said no.
Probably because McDonald's doesn't have real beef in their hamburgers and it would be a problem for them to let Burger King know that.
So the CEO of McDonald's, his name is Steve Easterbrook. He shut down the idea. This is what he said. We love the intention, but think our two brands could do something bigger to make a difference. We commit to raise awareness worldwide. Perhaps you'll join us in a meaningful global effort. And every day, let's acknowledge that between us, there is simply a friendly business competition and certainly not the unequaled circumstances of the real pain and suffering of war. And P.S.
How did he work war into the discussion about fast food? This is politicking at its best right here. This guy should run for president.
And P.S. A simple phone call will do next time. Instead of the ad campaign, they came up with a website. McD's welcome to our McWhopper proposal.
Well, you know what? It got the Burger King a lot of publicity,
mm-hmm.
and it got Burger King a lot of a halo effect, which you want in advertising. And quite frankly, I mean, if McDonald's wants to do something to help the planet, go out of business. I mean, seriously. I mean, think about all the factory farm. You know, we did the show about vegetarian veganism yesterday. It was a very positive show. And Scott Burbank, who has been working hard to be a vegan for a long time because he feels bad. I mean, it came out. It's not just about the diet for him. It's about he feels bad for factory farm animals. And I think most of us feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do something to strike a blow for CAFOs and factory farm animals worldwide, help put companies like McDonald's and Burger King out of business. Because they're driving the factory
farm
industry.
McDonald's has slowly been declining their numbers. They're slowly declining.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look favorite companies they're, like Chipotle that are getting local beef from sourcing beef locally where their stores are located.
How about cooking at home too? Also.
I don't think people do that anymore. Do you know? I don't think so.
I think our audience does.
I'm being facetious.
Yes.
The majority of Americans. Yeah, that's what McDonald's should do. They should go on a campaign. Don't come to our restaurant. Cook at home. It's better for you.
Do you remember, I guess, when – I don't remember, but I do remember like seeing commercials about frozen food.
Swanson's Hungry
– the dinners.
TV dinners.
The TV dinners,
when I was a kid, Swanson's TV dinners. I remember when they first started hitting the shelf. And I remember making my mother buy – I loved the Swiss steak, which was like a oval-shaped hamburger
mm-hmm.
with corn and mashed potatoes. And I would mix the corn and mashed potatoes, and it came with a brownie.
Wow.
Right? And I also loved – there was another one that I used to love, and I can't think of it. I think it was like a ham dinner. But I used to love them. They had the little aluminum trays. Everything was nice in its own little compartment. Some of them you ripped the plastic paper off.
And did you microwave it?
No, we didn't have microwave back then.
Oh.
Put it in the oven. Microwave.
I've never eaten a frozen dinner
You've
like
never
that.
Had a Swanson's TV dinner?
No.
I mean, think about the culture for a second. I mean, we really didn't plan on talking about this, but think about this.
No.
They were making TV trays. Remember TV trays? A table that you could.
Yes.
They were making TV dinners. When we grew up in the 60s, when I grew up in the 60s, you were born later than me.
I was not.
When I grew up in the 60s, everything revolved around the TV. You ate around the TV. The meals were called TV dinners. I mean, think about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Pretty cool.
Now we're trying to get away from that.
Yeah, right. Be more active. Exactly. And the foods, too, that were part of the whole thing.
Yes. So is it time to take a break?
We actually have 5 minutes, but we can take a break early if you'd like. Let's do that. Let's just take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots of really great stories. And you know how I've made predictions about different things over the years.
Oh, yes.
Well, I went back finally and got some of my prediction about a specific topic we're going to talk about that I made as early as 2013 and 14 about a certain thing that has come true now. And I want people to know. You know, I think it's important because I think that I take a lot of ridicule about some of the offhanded things that I say from time to time.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people think I'm a little crazy, yeah, about some of the things that I think. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, solution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, I said at the top of the show there's a special episode of Casual Friday, but do you know why it's a special episode?
I do not.
You do too.
I do not.
We're announcing the first ever Secret Word contest winner today.
Oh, that's right.
And keep in mind that we haven't selected the winner yet, so it's not too late, if you're listening live, to send the Secret Word in to Superhuman Radio, on air at superhumanradio.com. You may hear it in one of the next breaks. And we're going to announce the winner at the end of the show. When we go into the last commercial break, we have all the winners so far, and we'll add any more that come in now, in a spreadsheet. Okay? And then I'm just going to ask you to pick a number between this and this. We didn't get as many people as I had hoped for. I thought more people would have wanted $200 worth of Quest products. But that's a good thing for those who did take the time. But actually, we have just a little over 200 entries. So I'm going to ask you, after we take the last tally, before the last break, to pick a number between 1 and whatever, 215, whatever it ends up being. And that number will correspond to the spreadsheet, and that person's name will be read at the end of the show. And that person will be entitled to $200 worth of free Quest Nutrition products. Isn't that exciting?
Yes,
this
very.
Is the first ever. We're breaking some ground here today. Okay, so anyway, what do you want to talk about first, lovely and talented?
I thought we were going to talk about the Subway story.
This is great. So why don't you set it up first, and then I'll play the tape.
So the Subway patron, I guess he and his wife were there. His wife was pregnant. They bought Subway sandwiches, and they were eating the Subway sandwiches and when they found a little surprise in their sandwich.
Okay. Now, even though you can't see it, I'm going to set this up. So this video opens up with them with a close-up of the open Subway wrapper, and the sandwich opened up, and little pinkish worms crawling all over the inside of the paper, on the tomatoes, on everything, right?
Yes.
So this person videos that first. The important thing to pay attention to is the exchange that occurs afterwards when the patron brings his concerns to the Subway worker, okay? So here we go. We're going to play this, and then we'll talk about it.
Cucumbers. There's another one. There's three freaking worms in there, man. Come on. Like, my wife's pregnant. She's eating your...
I apologize, sir. I really do apologize. This isn't my store. I'm just here for a minute. I do apologize. I'm going to take a picture of it for my bosses. I will give you your money back. Do you have your receipt so I know which one it is?
No, I don't have my car. I just got an Italian.
Hey,
I wouldn't eat the sandwiches. There was worms in mine.
Sir, you don't need to be causing a scene.
I'm just, hey, my wife is pregnant. She just ate one.
Sir, let me tell you what. These worms are, first of all, not harmful.
How do you know?
Now, just for those who didn't hear this, so what he's saying is, My wife was just about to eat this sandwich. She's pregnant. I already ate my sandwich. There were probably worms in it as well. She says, sir, you don't need to create a scene. And then he says, look, I mean, I must have ate those worms already. My wife is pregnant. And she says, sir, those worms are not even harmful. I mean, really? Is this part of the new secret protein that they're putting in Subway sandwiches now?
She should lose her job.
She said, this is not my store. I just came in here today. So she must own some stores of her own, maybe, or runs them. So her position is, look, don't make a scene. These worms aren't harmful. Wait a minute. In fact, you should thank us for putting them in there. So here, let's listen to the rest of it. I mean, this guy is obviously irate, and I got to bleep this now because you wanted to say the SH word at the beginning of the show, and he said it in this here. So I have to go back and bleep that out. So for the podcast, here we go.
Because first of all, we know these kind of worms they're from vegetables, okay? But they're not harmful.
They're from vegetables, so they're not harmful.
But she says that they're not harmful.
Yes, they're from these worms are from vegetables, so they're not harmful. Okay, so she's now an entomologist, somebody who studies bugs?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go on.
If you keep making a scene, I'm going to make you leave without it.
I'll call the cops and tell them what kind of food you guys are serving.
Cops can't do anything, sir.
Well, I'm going to file a report. That's just disgusting.
Okay, we got to bleep a lot of stuff out of there. Okay, but anyway, this is amazing to me. First of all, what this woman should have done if she didn't want a scene caused was she should have grabbed the wrapper, she'd have closed it up and said, look, I want to close this up so they can't get out. Come over here into my office and let's talk, first of all. Second of all, trying to assuage the customer's concern by saying something as dumb as, these worms are from vegetables, they're not harmful. I mean, if they're not, I would have looked at her and said, if they're not harmful, eat a couple for me. I would have got that on video. I mean, what do you think? If you would have opened up your sandwich and saw worms in there?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't eat at Subway, but if I saw worms, I would have done the same thing that the guy did. He was handling it really well. The clerk at the counter she was off base.
And okay, so he was wrong, you know, calling the cops. The cops don't have anything to do with this, but he could send that video to the health department, they would shut that store down tomorrow morning. They would tell them, you can't serve any food until we get to the bottom of this.
Subway's had a lot of issues lately. What about their spokesperson, Jared, being sent to jail for
having child porn all over his computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's married with young children.
It's terrible. That's a sickness. He's got a problem. I mean, he's got an illness. He's got to be treated for that.
Yes.
And maybe he got the illness from eating too many Subway sandwiches. Who knows? You know, there's a lot of phytoestrogens and stuff in that food. So,
yeah, that's crazy. Some spokesperson they have there. And I guess the food blogger person has now taken issue with Subway again about their antibiotics in their meat.
Oh, are you talking about what's her name?
Food Babe.
Yes, Food Babe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's the reason that everything is going well in America. She takes credit for everything, this woman. I don't know who she, what's her name? Sorry something?
No, Vanny. Vanny
yeah.
Hari or something.
Vanny Hari. Every time something happens, she's got really good PR ideas. Every time something happens, she takes credit for it. Oh, the reason that they removed this from this is because
of me. Well,
it
was the Subway, the yoga mats from the Subway.
She read that in a book. I had the author of the book who wrote the book a year earlier. I want to say it was, I'm going to find it during the break. But that was in a book that we did an interview on where she read it word for word that it says right in the book from a year before she even started that campaign. There's the same material found in yoga mats is found in Subway bread. But she's taking credit for it, right?
Uh-huh. Wasn't it Pandora's lunchbox?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Pandora's lunchbox.
Yeah, yeah, she took credit for it. She's a genius. She's another one. She's changing the world. Yeah.
So I just have to read this comment from the person that wrote this blog about the Subway video. He says, dude, didn't you listen to the certified gem of a woman with a PhD in biology behind the counter? It's not there. She's just there for a hot minute, and those worms aren't harmful. I just thought that was funny.
Just eat the worms and be quiet, man.
Okay, so coming into the break, you were saying that sometimes people think you have way weigh out ideas and think you're crazy.
So about a couple months ago, I read a study that talks about PFOAs, which are a compound used in making Teflon. And supposedly they're being removed from new Teflon. But the problem is people who have Teflon pans that are more than a year or two old may in fact have Teflon pans that have these PFOAs in them. What's the matter?
I'm just looking at this Environmental Working Group article.
Right.
It says every time they drink a glass of tap water, people in the mid-Ohio Valley, River Valley of West Virginia and Ohio.
And that's us too.
That's us too. May be consuming unsafe amounts of an industrial chemical linked to cancer, birth defects, heart disease, and other illnesses. And I guess that's the Ohio River that they're getting their water from, because that's the same source where our tap water comes
from. Right, but we don't drink tap water, obviously.
No,
even
we
though,
don't.
Even though the city of Louisville says they have the best tap water in the world. But the point is, PFOAs are also used in the production of Teflon, and I posted the research on my Facebook wall and said, if you're still using Teflon frying pans, you may want to get rid of them. And two people who have a very well respected in the scientific community came out and said, A, there's no chance of it actually leaching into the food. And B, it's such small amounts that it's not harmful.
And neither of those said anything on the post when I put this Environmental Working Group article
right,
up.
Right. Well, I'm not EWG. I'm just some idiot that does a radio show. You know, sometimes I'm too opinionated. I get a lot of things wrong. I get some things right. So, you know, it's like, but EWG is very serious.
Right.
And both of those people are very serious. Now, I'm not outing them.
And they're always right, too, right?
Well, I'm not outing them because I like them both, ironically. And
but they're not always right.
No, they're not always right, and neither am I. That's my point. But it's just funny.
But the
because,
difference is you admit that you're wrong.
Yes, all the time. In fact, I have a shirt that I wear that says I'm wrong. But
I know. I had it made for you. No.
But the reality is that I said, well, when you scrape the pan, little pieces of Teflon come off. They stick in the eggs. You end up eating that. And of course I got, you know, I'm not fear mongering, but I was off base. Now EWG comes out and says, not only are people being exposed to it, but the FDA's supposed safe limits are actually 400 times higher than the limits that cause problems in humans. So, I mean, and look, I'm not a genius. I'm not even that smart. The reality is that one of the things I understand is that chemical consumption is just not a good idea, no matter what kind of chemical it is, no matter who tells you that small amounts are safe. They're just not. We were not designed to consume chemicals, okay? Manufactured in laboratories to make nonstick coatings on frying pans. We're not supposed to be eating that stuff. We're not supposed to be getting trace amounts of it in our body. And so this notion that, oh, well, there are safe limits. You know, there are thought to be safe limits for mercury. That's why so many of us have these damn amalgam fillings in our mouth. Now we're finding out, holy crap.
Now, what was it that you said about the mercury and the fillings that it releases when you chew gum?
That's why I still haven't had them removed, actually, and I really need to have these removed because I've got about 5 or 6 mercury fillings in my mouth, and I don't even call them amalgams anymore. I call them mercury because that's what they are. But every day, each of those releases about 20 micrograms of mercury vapor, and the lungs absorb 80% of the mercury vapor that you breathe in. So I have 160 micrograms a day of mercury getting into my body. Now, the divine, brilliant Food and Drug Administration says 120 micrograms a day is the safe limit for humans. How do they know? What research have they done? What long-term studies have they done? How do they know?
I want to say something on the heels of what you just said. So in this article about the Teflon, they're stating that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has spent a decade studying the health hazards of Teflon. Meanwhile, it's in our systems, it's in our water, and it's in our food that we eat from the pans that we cook it in.
Yeah, this is what happens. They unleash these things on the population, and then they start studying them. That's backwards, folks. But that's the way the FDA and the EPA and the USDA, that's how they operate. They operate backwards. They let companies destroy our health. And while they're destroying our health, they go, we should probably look into this and make sure it's safe for people to use.
It says here, more than a decade after this threat became known, government regulators have failed to set enforceable standards to ensure that the water is safe.
Yeah.
There is a next month, there are 3,500 personal injury lawsuits from mid-Ohio Valley residents who became sick from drinking the contaminated water.
Yeah. And you know where the contaminated water came from? It came from some factory.
DuPont.
Yeah. We have DuPont right over in southern Indiana. It came from a factory that manufactures chemicals that released it into the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Oh, man. But anyway. Yeah, I feel vindicated. And then we have another prediction of mine that came true that we're going to play later in the show.
Yes. Okay. Maybe you're like Nostradamus. You can predict things.
Have you seen my nose? I'm actually called, my name is Nostradamus. See? You know those nostrils? I'm Nostradamus. Listen to me, I know. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, are you ready?
Operator.
Welcome back. I'm not prepared. What are we talking about?
I just want to mint on the heels of the story that we were just talking about. I was on the Environmental Working Group website, and I found another story talking about PFOAs. You're bobbing your head still to the music.
I know. It's gone, but I still feel like I can hear it.
PFOA and other chemicals in its class, known as PFCs, can be passed from mother to unborn child in the womb.
Right. And so,
did you know that?
No, and didn't you say there was another one that said PFOAs, a chemical found in Teflon, is now showing up in breast milk?
That was BPAs.
BPAs. I'm sorry.
Now showing up in breast milk. Yeah. Okay. So it says here that the EWG calculated that the federal government's recommended safe level for PFOAs in drinking water is more than 1,000 times too high to fully protect people's health.
Yeah.
Their findings suggest that PFOA is akin to asbestos or lead, hazardous at any level of exposure.
Look at what we're doing.
At any level of exposure.
Look at what we're doing to this population. Look at this. And we're all arguing about like trivial stuff. You know,
arguing about?
Well, I mean, immigration is important. Don't get me wrong, but it's like we're killing the population. There's a lot of there's a lot of arguments going on about, global warming, in 500 years from now.
The biggest threat to our health.
Yeah, there's stuff going on that it poses a greater risk to us today, right now, this second. And luckily for the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, and these other alphabet soup organizations, that so many of us are like rats on a wheel just trying to survive and get through our lives that we can't pay attention to it. But they're killing us. Forget about the terrorists coming from other countries and destroying us or bogging down our economy. Our own country, the companies within our country, under the watchful eye of our government that's supposed to be protecting us, they're killing us. They're ending our lives. They're shortening our lives. They're making us sick. I mean, look at the rampant illness in this, chronic illness in this country. Do you have any, do you believe by any stretch of the imagination that some amount of it isn't from this kind of stuff? Mercury in our mouths, Teflon in our water, fluoride in our water. I mean, we need an enema. Like something, if we need to have like an enema that you could stick in right above Maryland, right where Washington D.C. is, and just flush all the crap out of our government once and for all, or we're never this country's never ever going to be able to rise to what we think is greatness again, ever, because most of us are going to be too sick to care.
When I was driving into the studio this morning, there was a commercial on the station that I was listening to, and it was a commercial about where to buy your diabetic strips.
Could you imagine? It's come to that. I mean, wait, colostomy bags. When I get up in the morning, I watch the black and white TV shows, you know, Cisco Kid, the kids, the shows that I remember from when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know who watches those shows? People my age. You know what people my age suffer from? They have catheters because they can't urinate. So you can order your catheters online, your colostomy bag materials, your knee replacement, which one you should ask your doctor for. I mean, my grandparents were 80 and 90 years old. My parents died in their late 80s, mid to late 80s. They didn't need knee replacements or colostomy bags or catheters. And my father didn't take care of himself. So something is going on. And it's being perpetrated on our population like a crime. But it's under the watchful eye of the government, because the government is getting money. They're getting benefits from all this somehow. And it's terrible.
Okay, so while we're on this subject, let's just continue for a few minutes. There is a procedure in a for your hair. It's called a Brazilian style blowout.
Yeah, it's why my hair's all gray now. My hair was dark a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's actually a hair straightening hair. It's a session to straighten your hair in a salon.
Right.
And the chemical that's used, it's a toxic chemical that they use to do it. It's a known human carcinogen. It's formaldehyde.
Really?
And it's been banned in many countries, but it's not banned here.
Now, I got to mention something to show you that we walk the walk. Elisa threw out all of her nail polish last week to justify.
I was on a mission.
Formaldehyde from her.
Yeah, so I found some. Actually, I bought it at Sephora. It's a brand called Deborah Lippoman, and it's formaldehyde free.
Yeah.
And I don't know what other chemicals. I need to find out what the other chemicals are before I use it.
All these chemicals. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that one of the reasons I stopped coloring my hair is because that stuff is being absorbed into my scalp when I put it on, and it scares me.
It's just amazing that, okay, so EWG says they petitioned the FDA to crack down on hair straighteners that contain formaldehyde, and they have not heard, the FDA has not responded to their petition.
Of course not, because the FDA is too busy kowtowing to the drug industry to make sure that they can get a new drug release that'll harm enough people.
Besides the long-term risk of cancer, formaldehyde irritates the skin, eyes, nose, and throat. It's a potent sensitizer, meaning a chemical that often, after repeated exposure, causes allergic reactions such as hives, blisters, and asthma. Mm. Did you know that there is formaldehyde in wrinkle-proof fabrics? So, like,
no.
You know, a lot of these businessmen,
like
or
your
I've
shirts?
Had some shirts that are wrinkle-proof.
Right.
That you wash and you don't have to iron
but
them.
But does the formaldehyde stay in them when you have them dry cleaned and washed?
Well, then the dry cleaning chemicals.
Yeah, you got the perchlorate, right, that which is really bad for your skin.
Well, so you have them laundered, but I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I wonder how long it actually stays in there. Because I don't think those shirts stay wrinkle-free forever, right?
No, they do, I think.
Do they? And look with formaldehyde. I have never, ever seen a dead person that in a casket that didn't have formaldehyde in them. That's what they used to embalm you with. Look, it obviously didn't do anything bad, anything good for them. I mean, they're dead. So
anyway, it's I guess, is formaldehyde in the hair color too?
No, but there's ammonia in the hair color, right? And there's obviously other things. I mean, it's all chemicals. That's why I stopped using it. That couldn't be good for me.
It's not.
No. Okay. We have to take a break.
Okay.
We have lots of good things to talk about. At the top of the second hour, we're going to be talking about Angelina Jolie.
Again.
Because let's just say the, what's that old saying? When the something comes back to roost, the hens come back to roost or whatever it is, or... You know what I'm talking about? No? You grew up on a farm. You don't know that one? Okay. Maybe I just made it up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
What is that?
I like this. Now watch. That's a great segue. Welcome back. We're just chilling here at the hookah bar.
Smoking some hookah.
We're just smoking some hookah.
So, what is hookah?
Hookah is actually the device that you smoke the tobacco out of.
So, it is actually tobacco still?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can smoke weed out of a hookah as well if you want.
Like a bomb thing?
No, a what?
Is it called a...
Say it again. No, say it.
A bomb.
Yeah, a bomb. Yeah, that's what people mean when they say, oh, man, that stuff's the bomb, man. No, it's called a bong, B-O-N-G, like the sound that it makes when you hit a gong. It goes bong. Elisa's making the square sign, yes. Elisa definitely grew up right next door to Ward and Mrs. Cleaver. actually.
Funny thing, I liked that.
Yeah, I know you. I bet you did, right? Life is organized and perfect. Everybody's happy.
I'm not really that square.
No, it's not like smoking out of a bomb. A hookah is something from the Middle East, and it's a water pipe, and it has a bowl in the center, but it's got several hoses that come off of it with mouthpieces on them so that several people can socialize and smoke at the same time.
Okay, so according to the World Health Organization, they found that a typical 60-minute hookah session may be the same as smoking 100 cigarettes within that same 60 minutes.
I believe it. And actually, I would say that it's probably even more than that, because they're probably looking at just the amount of unfiltered raw tobacco that you are smoking through that hookah. They're not taking into account the secondhand smoke, because when you go to a hookah bar, everybody's sitting around smoking.
Well,
hookahs.
Not only is there secondhand smoke, there's thirdhand smoke as well.
And fourthhand and fifthhand. So I sounded like Jerry Seinfeld.
Seriously, there is third-hand
No,
smoke,
I know.
Which
that's
is on
sticking
the walls,
to the walls.
And on the floors. Okay, so they found that the hookah smokers typically take 50 to 200 puffs during an hour-long session, while people take an average of 8 to 12 puffs per cigarette.
And a cigarette has a filter, and hookahs generally don't. Hookahs, it's just the smoke goes through water to cool it. And then comes out the other end, and it's very powerful. It's like inhaling a cigar. You don't inhale, but by the way, a hookah, you're not supposed to inhale, but that'll still give you mouth cancer and tongue cancer and throat cancer.
Well, it's just kind of like chewing. And these athletes that used to chew the tobacco all the time had a oral cancer rate, really high oral cancer rate.
Yeah.
In the journal Health Education and Behavior, a new study was just published that found that many young adults believe smoking hookah and cigarettes alternatives are less risky behavior than smoking cigarettes. And that's, you know, like the e-cigarettes.
Yeah. The vapes, the vapor, vaporizers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think doesn't the vapors have some type of chemical like formaldehyde in it?
Well, it does. It has a lot of other stuff in it that they use for the carriers to put the nicotine in and the flavors and so on and so forth. You're breathing that stuff into your lungs.
That's dangerous if they think that those things are harmless.
Smoking is just never. Look, I smoked when I was in high school, and I smoked probably up until I was 21 because of. You know, everybody else smoked. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be like everybody else. But once I actually learned that I could be different and still be liked, I stopped smoking.
Well,
it just seemed like a stupid idea to me. Like, you know, we talk about people dying from smoke inhalation in fires, right? Like, if smoking cigarettes is so good, when a house catches fire in your neighborhood, why doesn't everybody just stand around and breathe in? Hey, there's a house burning up the street. Let's go up there and get some. Oh, this is good.
Well, they're talking about how the cigarette smoking is down, and the CDC just reported that hookah and e-cigarette use
are up.
Is on the rise.
Yeah, well,
that's why the cigarette smoke is going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you should work for the CDC.
Yeah, sure. So, so there was an article on Huffington Post that is talking about the most, a new survey sniffed out the most annoying odors known to Americans.
Oh, I know what it is, because you always complain when I eat roasted garlic.
No, it's not garlic. It's cigarette smoke.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's probably to non-smokers.
Does the hookah tobacco smell like a cigarette?
It smells more like a pipe. Think of a hookah is like a pipe for many people. Let's think of it that way. Instead of having one mouthpiece on it, it's got six. Everybody sits around and smokes from the same pipe. Put it in your peace pipe. Smoke it on up. Yeah, what it is. Remember that song from the 70s? You don't remember that song? Oh, man.
Okay, so changing the subject, rounding out the top five, where cigarette smoke was number one, a garbage can, full garbage can was number two, cat litter, mold and mildew, and last night's fish dinner.
I can't stand cat urine smells. I would never be able to be a cat person, because that smell doesn't work with me. I just can't be around it. I thank God there are people that it doesn't bother. Because if it was up to people like me, cats would be extinct today. I mean, domesticated cats. I think cat urine is one of the worst smells. We have a neighbor whose cat regularly comes over and sprays by our garbage cans and our pool. The smell is so strong. I think it's close to like a skunk smell to me.
I agree.
That kind of a smell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Really bad.
And so on the other hand, the delightful scents, number one, was fresh brewed coffee.
See?
As they wake up in the morning. However, this poll was conducted by Cafe Don Pablo's coffee roasters.
Yeah, but so I was talking to my niece Kelly the other day because her stomach is bothering her. I said, you got to give up coffee. These boutique coffees, you don't know what you're getting. I was explaining to her about organic coffee and all that. And I said, you know, when I walk into my Kroger's by the gym that I shop at before I come to the studio, there's a Starbucks kiosk there. And when I walk in, I smell the coffee. And I think, man, that smells so good. But I have to remind myself, it doesn't taste like that. Coffee smells amazing. It doesn't taste amazing. I mean, you learn to love the taste of coffee. It's like when I was a kid, the first time I tasted beer, I thought, why are they drinking it? It tastes disgusting. But then you acquire, you know, people say,
did you think that about wine the first time you tasted wine?
No, I loved wine. They were giving me wine. I was probably 5 years old when they started giving me wine. My grandfather used to give me wine with my pastina when he would babysit for me when my mother would go to work.
My grandfather used to make wine in the big barrels in his basement. And when the balloon was full,
yeah,
that would mean that it was ready.
Yeah.
So we would siphon it with hoses. We would siphon it into the bottles for him.
Yeah, and then you take some while you were doing it.
And we just drink it. I was about like 12, 13 years old. So no, see, I'm not that square.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I started drinking wine when I was 5 years old. So I always thought wine tasted great, but coffee smells great. The aroma of coffee makes you want to drink it, but it doesn't taste like
that. Well, I think the aroma when you walk into a theater to watch a movie, I think the popcorn smells good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it, but it smells good. And someone has told me, I think my brother told me, that they pipe it through the scent through so that it makes you want to buy more.
I don't doubt it. I don't know that they have to work to pipe it. I think that smoke, that smell just travels throughout the theater.
So, the other top household delightful scents include homemade cookies, clean sheets, pot roast, and spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
I agree with spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, making a good sauce, like letting it simmer for hours, is nothing like it.
Yeah. And you can smell the garlic and the tomatoes.
Do you have any favorite smells like that you could think of that weren't on that list? Do you have anything that...
Roses.
Yeah.
I like roses.
Yeah.
But the roses, you've even noticed this. You can't smell the roses any longer.
When you buy roses at... Like, I like to buy roses from time to time for you, you know, just like out of the blue. And I smell them, and they don't smell like roses anymore. I don't understand what they've done to them.
When we were in Seattle, we were walking from our hotel to a little restaurant for lunch. There were these roses, and you could smell the rose scent as you approached.
From far away. And my grandfather had roses like that. They're the real big, big round roses. They're not the nice little lip-shaped roses. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess they've done something by interbreeding, and now the scent is gone.
That's the only thing I could think of. Because that when Seattle, walking past those roses, I had a flashback of being a kid in my grandfather's backyard. I thought, oh my God, that's what his roses used to smell like. But the roses don't smell anymore.
And I also love the smell of lavender. Like, I have some lavender in my yard that I planted over by my butterfly garden, and that lavender smells really nice.
Yeah, those are nice smells, too. If I told you some of the things that I think smell great, you would think I'm crazy.
Okay.
For any of the guys out there that have ever been to a drag strip, the smell of nitromethane from the funny cars and the rails... I think that smell is so awesome.
What's it smell like?
I can't describe it. You'd have to smell it. It's like nothing you've ever smelled before. I mean, when I was thinking about like smells that I like, it was the first thing that came to mind. I used to love, because I had a couple hot rods. I used to love to go to the track, and I used to love when the top fuel and the nitro cars would run, because that nitromethane smell is something about it. It's just amazing.
It can't be good to inhale or to...
Well, I didn't stand there and like suck it out of the tailpipe, but it's just the ambient smell in the drag strip area. And that and the smell of the burning rubber from the tires, from doing the burnouts to warm your tires up. Hmm. That just smells great to me. Isn't that crazy?
Interesting.
I know. Okay. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Angelina Jolie. I promise it'll be interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Mr. Bombastic! We want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
This song was actually written about me. I'm Mr. Lover.
Mm.
I'm Mr. Lover Lover.
I like Shaggy.
Should I refer to you as Mr. Lover Lover?
Lover Lover.
Mr. Yes. Lover Lover?
Mr. Bombastic. Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
So, recently, many of the tabloids, many of the more reliable tabloids, the ones that, like, nobody wants to believe, have been talking about Angelina Jolie. Oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to play some theme music here, aren't I? Wait a second. Yes, welcome to the Superhuman Radio Hollywood Half Hour. Myself, Dick Martin, Dale Link Fawn, and the lovely and talented Elisa. What's your last name, young lady? Anyway, so that was our Hollywood intro, since we're talking about people from Hollywood, because we know that Americans, we love people in Hollywood. We think they know everything. They're the smartest creatures on the planet because they can act. They can act like people that they don't know anything about and convince us that they're those people. So they've got to be brilliant, right?
Yeah. So Carl came home from the grocery store.
Crying because I saw a picture.
Upset because he saw a picture of Angelina Jolie on the National Enquirer.
Right. Which, by the way, people are like, oh, Carl, that's the National Enquirer. Well, the National Enquirer broke a lot of stories when everybody said it wasn't true. And then it comes out that it's true. No one ever goes back and goes, wow, I read it first in the National Enquirer, because they're too embarrassed to admit that they look at the magazine. Okay. So
I snooped the article that was in the National Enquirer, and there's nothing on there.
Right. So Snopes didn't dispel it.
No, they did not dispel it.
And so what they showed a picture of was a frail-looking, sickly-looking, 83-pound Angelina Jolie. She is so emaciated that the bones in the palms of her hands are showing.
It says she's literally wasting away before the eyes of her grief-stricken family. She weighs 83 pounds. She's anemic, and she's facing the specter of her cancer returning.
Now, I have to play some clips, okay? I take no pleasure in the fact that she's not doing well, but I want to remind. So the first clip is from the end of 2013. And a couple of these are a little longer. One of them is 3 minutes, and one of them is actually 8 minutes. But the one that's 8 minutes will play coming out of the next break, because I want to dedicate as much time to this discussion as possible. For any women out there who are succumbing to what is known as the Jolie effect, when it comes to doing silly things to try to protect yourself from getting diseases. So let's start with this first clip. There's a minute and 38 second clip. Listen to this. Will it play? That's the question.
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything either. Okay, here. I got a better idea. Give me 1 second. I can fix this problem. See, because that's what I do. I fix problems. Angelina clips. Here we go. So we'll do this first one here. We'll just drop it right there, and I know it'll play in there. You know, the other thing is that we think that people put so much emphasis and importance on what Angelina Jolie thinks. You know, let's reflect back something you pointed out to me. She was into self-mutilation as a young girl.
She used to cut.
Yeah. I mean, this is a girl who used to cut her own skin for joy. Uh-huh. Okay. So, and please, I'm not discrediting her as a human being. Everybody has their skeletons.
She's grown up and she's.
Yes. And she's a wonderful person. She's humanitarian. But what I'm trying to point out is this. She's just a person. If the person next to you on the train said, I got the gene test, I'm having my breast lopped off, you'd probably think to yourself, well, good luck with that. But because Angelina Jolie says it, everybody looks up to her because she's a successful actress. She's like, oh my God, she must know something. Angelina Jolie doesn't know anything. She's not a scientist. She's taking the advice of people. And we don't know if these people have co-opted her and said, look, we know you're a big humanitarian. You can save millions of women's lives so they don't have to go through what you went through when you lost your mom at such a young age. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do this. Her intentions may be Mother Teresa-esque well-intentioned, but she's being co-opted by a group that say, wow, if
We can get her to stand up and say, I did this. I'm one of the sexiest women in the world, and I just lopped off my breasts. Don't be afraid of it. Be brave, be proud, and do it.
If you remember, we talked about Miss America. She had it done, too, a few months back.
Right. Yeah, but she didn't get this kind of fanfare.
No, now, she didn't.
Because she doesn't have the box office appeal that Angelina...
One of the other things that I said in this clip, and I didn't get it, I realize now, is that I predicted that she would get breast implants as part of the post-surgery reconstruction and end up having... She would be a bigger-breasted Angelina Jolie, and she did do that. So that was one of the predictions I made that actually came true. Okay?
Yes.
All right, so... Angelina Jolie was put out there like the poster child of sensibility for what women should do if they're concerned that they're at the risk of developing breast cancer, right?
Yes.
What are you looking at? What are you reading?
Well, it says here that her doctors have warned her that she's a prime candidate to develop cancer, yet she refuses to give up her addiction to nicotine.
I love this one. This is I hear this all the time. People,
she smokes cigarettes, but yet she had her ovaries and her breast removed.
Like, just give up friggin' cigarettes. How about that as a starting point before you rip out some of your major organs and glands?
That's crazy to me.
Of course it's crazy to her because she's crazy. Now, okay, I got to play these. I'm going to play a couple more. Just sit tight. Just bear with me here.
In your future. So now she's going to go and have her ovaries removed because her mom died of ovarian cancer.
First she did her breast, then she did ovaries.
See, I don't get it. She's having I just don't understand what she's thinking.
Wait. Hold on. A news flash. News flash.
Hold on, Elisa. This just in. Angelina Jolie has had both of her feet removed at the ankle because she's worried that she may develop bunions later on in life. News at 11. Tune in then.
I mean, come on. What are you going to do? Every time you're worried about something, you're going to have it lopped off?
Yeah.
I mean, I talked about this yesterday. If your son or daughter tests with a high probability of developing leukemia by the time they're 18 years old and now they're 6...
We don't have to listen to all that. You get the idea.
Her hair is falling out. You know, she went directly into menopause because of the surgery.
Actually, you say that in one of these, and actually, I'm gonna fast forward to the last clip because it's a long one, but the point is this: she did these silly things. She had her breast removed. She had her ovaries removed. Okay, and the whole time that she's doing this. After she does it, the doctor tells her that you're not out of the woods yet because some of your inflammatory markers are still very high. And this could lead to cancer. And you and I went back and forth in one of these clips, and I think you're going to hear it. And it was, I kept saying, is she crazy? Doesn't she realize that if you can remove your ovaries and your breasts and still develop breast cancer, because of inflammatory markers, shouldn't the inflammatory markers be the first thing that you address before you start ripping out organs? Because if you can remove your breasts and your ovaries and still get breast cancer because of inflammation, then what'd you remove your breasts and your ovaries for?
Meanwhile, she's smoking cigarettes.
And that creates inflammation as well. I mean, she doesn't care about cancer if she's still smoking cigarettes. I'm going to just fast forward to this last clip. We're just going to play this. It's a little long. If I have to cut it off, I will.
Old. She has forced her body into menopause.
Oh, of course.
Now, typically, when you go through menopause, it's a gradual process. Your hormones start to decline, and over time, you start to, you know, have erratic menopause.
Periods, right? Periods, you mean?
I mean, I'm sorry, periods.
Yeah.
But she's just like going through it just right away.
Right.
So I saw a doctor on television talking about whether she was going to treat it with hormones or whether she was going to treat it naturally with supplements. And she hadn't come up with anything for her yet. This was her doctor. And for me, that part of it is scary because that's life changing.
Well, we know that when women have no estrogen, you want me to lower it?
No, I wanted to talk.
The problem with this is if I pause it. Okay, go ahead.
Because now in this article here, she is taking hormone replacement.
Oh, really?
But her levels are still declining. Her hormone levels are declining.
Oh, really?
So who knows if she's taken bioidentical, if she's taken synthetic.
Well, and don't forget, the doctors that are prescribing hormones for her are not the types of doctors that you or I would go to. These are the same doctors that suggested that she lop off her breasts and her ovaries to solve this cancer problem. And now she's so if I could get this player to work, and I don't know that I can. I don't know why it's not playing. But if I could, what I said at this particular clip at the end that I wanted to play so badly is I predicted during 2014 that her intentions of avoiding cancer and being there for her family is going to be derailed. She's not going to be there for her family because, in fact, she's going to develop all sorts of neurological disorders now from being deprived of important hormones. Your ovaries don't just provide estrogen. They provide progesterone. They provide, they fill in when adrenal hormones are dropping. They can actually produce adrenal hormones like DHEA and corticosteroids. You can't just remove your ovaries and not expect your life to start to spin out of kilter without a multi-hormone protocol. And that multi-hormone protocol is exactly what your doctors are telling you is going to cause cancer. So you can't do it. And I predicted that she was going to get very ill and she was going to develop all sorts of neurological diseases and that she wasn't going to be there for her family. And guess what's happening now? That's exactly what's happening. She's very sick now.
Well, what's so scary is that they have now what's called the Jolie effect on cancer, where women are going and they're getting diagnostic tests done, but they're also... There's more surgeries
now. There's more elective
because of
ovariectomies and mastectomies going on because of Angelina Jolie's decision. And what people need to understand is Angelina Jolie is sick today because of the stupid decision she made in 2013 and 2014 to remove major glands and organs from her body.
Okay, so what I don't understand is that as a woman, we're not supposed to use HRT. I mean, it's...
Oh, that's what the mainstream doctors
want. It's looked down upon by the mainstream doctors.
It's dangerous.
But yet, they say here, to reduce the risk of ovarian cancer, just take an oral contraceptive pill. Is that not a hormone?
Of course it is.
Okay, so then why are women...
Because the doctors prescribe that. That's a great point. It's like saying... Don't shoot yourself with your gun. That's harmful. Shoot yourself with my gun. It's better.
It says here that, and this is out of an article from a magazine, Deccan Herald, which is, I think, out of India. They were talking about the rise in cancers, women cancers there. And so here they're saying that women should take birth control pills to
reduce the risk of developing cancer.
Yes, by 5 years.
Yeah, by 5 years. But meanwhile, those birth control pills cause other problems. They cause clotting, heart disease, because the thrombotic index goes up. We know that they're now linked to dementia. Women who have taken the progesterone-only birth control pill for as little as 2 years have an almost fivefold higher risk of developing dementia when they get older than women who have not.
The majority of ovarian cancers arise from the epithelium of the ovary. You need to watch out for warning signs such as ongoing pain or cramps in the belly or back, abdominal, vaginal bleeding, nausea, and bloating.
Right.
And a way to check for this is when you go get your blood work done, check your calcium levels, they say.
Really?
If you have higher calcium levels, there could be a problem.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Well, the bottom line is that I predicted that exactly what's happening to Angelina Jolie would happen. And I'm not happy about this. I'm not like relishing, oh, look, I was right. But what I'm saying is this kind of stuff that's going on, these radical approaches to trying to avoid cancers, it all starts with diet and exercise, eliminating inflammation. I mean, that's the first things that she should have been doing before anybody suggested that she have these types of radical surgeries.
Let me just read this. Women should get their blood calcium levels monitored on a regular basis. If the levels are high, there is believed to be an increased risk of ovarian cancer.
Interesting.
So that's one easy way to monitor.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for her. And what I really feel bad for is the majority of women out there who are uninformed that are going to do what she did and end up just like she did. They should be calling this the Jolie effect. This part of it.
This says contraceptive pills reduce the risk of ovarian cancer in women, but also not only does it reduce the risk, it protects them from the disease even 30 years after they stop taking birth control pills. So if it's so good to take birth control pills, then why, like I said earlier,
why isn't everybody on it? And why didn't she take them?
Well, no, why aren't, I mean, why is it so bad for women to be on HRT?
Exactly, because that's not being prescribed by most doctors, that's why. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, no, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. No, we just went that way. There they go!
She's crazy like a fool.
Welcome back. I'm sorry that I didn't have those files edited properly when we went into that. I really wanted to play the excerpt where we talked about how she would end up and the fact that she's actually ending up that way. So, anyway, let's stay with cancer for a second. Didn't you say that you found some information about second cancers are on the rise?
There's an article in the Associated Press. Second cancers are on the rise. One in five new cases in the U.S. now involves someone who has had the disease before.
Well, think about it. Why is that? Because they don't cure cancer. They eradicate this particular instance of cancer. But if you continue to live the same lifestyle, let's call it the pro-cancer lifestyle, you're going to develop cancer again.
19% of cancers in the U.S. now are second or more cases. A recent study found in the 70s, it was only 9% as compared to 19% now. Over that period, the number of first cancers has rose to 70%, while the number has rose 70%, while the number of second cancers rose 300%.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if you did the things in your life to give yourself cancer once, then chances are you're doing the things in your life that are going to give yourself cancer again.
Well, they're saying that this is partly a success story because more people are surviving cancer and living long enough to get it again.
Oh, my God. How can they can turn that into a good thing. How could the medical orthodoxy turn that into a good thing? They should be ashamed of themselves. This is actually a good thing because it means that if you're getting cancer a second time, it didn't kill you the first time.
Second cancers may arise from the same gene mutations or risk factors such as smoking that spurred the first one.
How about diet, lack of exercise, drinking PFOAs in your water and getting it in your eggs from your frying pan? How about formaldehyde? And how about every other crappy thing that the FDA and the EPA allow us to be exposed to on a day in and day out basis? How about those things?
Some of the very treatments that help people survive their first cancer, such as radiation,
don't work the second time,
can raise the risk of a new cancer forming later in life.
How you like that? Oh, my God.
And they're saying that the radiation and I guess chemotherapy too, you sometimes can't do it again.
Yeah, doesn't work the second
time. It doesn't work the second time.
But that's a good thing because that means they lived long enough to die from the second cancer, not the first cancer. This is what stupidity. You know what? I don't know if there's any hope for the human race. I really don't sometimes when I hear things like that.
The body has a memory for the radiation or chemotherapy and can't endure too much of the same type.
It's not even that. You know what it is? It's the evolution of cancer. So if you eradicate cancer and it comes back, do you think it's coming back stronger?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I mean, look what happened with glyphosate and weeds. That right? The farmers were having a party. Hey, glyphosate's killing all the weeds. The corn's still living. This is great stuff. Then after a few years, wow, glyphosate's not killing all the weeds. We got to spray more glyphosate now. And now at the point where no matter how much glyphosate we spray, the weeds have gotten stronger. Every organism on the planet is trying to evolve and stay alive, including the cancer that occupies your body.
Can we move on now? Are you?
No. Yeah, I can rant about something else.
Let's talk about vaccinations for a second.
Oh, okay.
The whooping cough vaccine. I mean, I guess whooping cough is on the rise.
You know, that's why Arsenio Hall's show was taken off the air, right?
No.
Remember how he used to always open his show? Whoop, 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 with his fist like that? Uh-huh. And he got the whooping cough vaccine. He couldn't do it anymore. No sound came out. He would just go.
That's silly. Okay.
Somebody out there is laughing at that.
All right. So in Reno County, Kansas, a spokesperson from their health department has said that the majority of the people that are coming down with the whooping cough have already been vaccinated for it.
Yeah. Go figure that one out. Oh, yeah. Wait. You mean it doesn't work? Oh, man. How about the fact that they're getting the whooping cough from the vaccine? That they're putting the whooping cough virus in you, and then it's coming out months later. How about the fact that when I go to donate blood now, they ask me if I've been around someone who's gotten the whooping cough vaccine within the past, whatever it was, 10 days or something like that. And remember that one when we talked about that?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love this, the logic when you talk to the pro-vaccine people. It's the same logic like, well, the fact that they're getting a second cancer is actually a good thing because it means that they lived through the first cancer. And the pro-vaccine people will tell you, well, herd immunity and not enough people are getting vaccines. That's why it's a problem. You got to be an idiot today, really, to believe any of this stuff that's going on. And this is all mainstream propaganda we're talking about here.
I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but it is scary.
It is scary, no doubt about it. You know, Thomas Whittingham must be listening to the show live because he said, I guess when we were talking about some of the things that are going on today, he said, what about toenail fungus? No one had toenail fungus when we were growing up. That's true. My grandparents had beautiful feet. They were in their 80s and 90s. Today, everybody's got yellow potato chip looking toenails and mutilated feet. And I know it's the truth. And it's a lot of it has to do with, I don't know. Is it the amalgam fillings? Is it the chemicals? Is it the poor diet? Is it the insulin resistance? I don't know. I'll tell you something else you see a lot of nowadays. Guys who are obese in my age, they have all these crusty looking sores all over their legs below their knees. What's that? Is leprosy coming back? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to, while we were talking about vaccines, a scientist from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine put out a harsh review of the CDC's push for everyone to get the flu vaccine. I guess, you know, that's going to be happening soon, the flu vaccine.
Everybody's going to have to get it?
Well, nurses have to get it now. People in hospitals have to get it or they lose their job.
Well, and don't forget, another thing that I predicted is actually coming to show to be true. All the years where we had the greatest vaccines, we had the greatest flu epidemic.
Dr. Peter Daschi, D-A-S-H-I, from the University, from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, not only questions how beneficial and safe the vaccines are, but also points out that some people are forced to be vaccinated or else they could lose their jobs. Because of the push by drug companies, which benefit financially from the sale of vaccines and public officials who support widespread vaccination each fall, in 20 years, the volume of vaccines available in the U.S. has ballooned to 135 million doses from 32 million in 1995.
Wow. Every time you look on TV now, they have a vaccine commercial. They got that ex-football player with the blonde hair. He's touting the shingles vaccine. Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. You've got this really, there's a really, one that I hate that pulls at parents' heartstrings.
The HPV?
Yeah, the one where you're putting the seatbelt on your kid and you're making sure that you're taking care of them. You love your kids and you try to do everything you can to protect them. You know, wouldn't you protect your child from getting cancer if you could? You know, nobody's getting cancer from HPV. And if that's the case, I mean, where are all the cases of HPV related cancer today? Where is it?
It's just a push for more vaccines.
Of course, it's all about money. It's all about money. It's not about protecting people. If they gave curse word worth of care about the American people, they'd be eradicating the things that are hurting us in the environment today. But there's no money in that. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Stick around to the end of the show because we're going to pick the winner here in a little while and announce it at the end of the show of the secret word contest. And it may be you. We'll see you back on the other side.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, it wouldn't be an episode of Superhuman Radio if we didn't talk about Monsanto, right?
No, it would not.
So what do we have on the Monsanto front?
I guess in Josephine County, Oregon.
Okay.
they can no longer grow crops that are GMO.
That was banned. That's just unfair.
And it's been upheld so far to up to this point.
You know what I just thought of? I just thought of something. Maybe we don't have to label GMO crops in food if we can get states to ban the growing of GMO crops in their state.
In Josephine County, Oregon, they did. And so far, it was in May of 2014. So far, it's been upheld and goes into effect September 4th.
So what are the farmers to do if they have genetically modified soybean and corn and stuff
growing? They
have
to burn them.
Burn them or harvest them, I would imagine.
Burn them or harvest them. Evidently, Syngenta has already moved their operations outside of the county. I guess there might have been a Syngenta plant there.
Right.
They have moved their operations outside of the county. And notice has been given to the farmers and citizens that they're serious about the GMO ban.
Yeah, the GMO band. I liked them. They played at my high school dance one time. They were awesome. That might be another way to solve this whole problem. The states should say, okay, you won't let us label. That's fine. But you can't stop us from keeping farmers from growing GMO corn and soy. And that'll put an end to the GMO crops that are feeding the products. That's an amazing idea, Lisa. You're a genius. You should be running for president.
I should?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. What next?
My computer is frozen right now.
Oh, and you said you didn't remember. You remember frozen foods from when we were kids?
No, I remember frozen foods, of course. Okay. But I never ate the frozen dinners.
So let's talk about something that kind of got you a little heat because you didn't use the right words to put it up on Facebook.
So yesterday, posted the New England Journal
of Medicine.
Right. There was an article within the journal stating that GMOs should be labeled. The food, GMO foods should be labeled.
Right.
And I put that up on Facebook. And
because you said the New England Journal of Medicine feels that GMO should be labeled, and they bashed you because you didn't use the word article. You implied that it was the New England Journal of Medicine was saying.
And this person went on and on, like 9 or 10 comments, and finally I just blocked him.
Right.
I don't have the time.
Yeah.
The desire.
Trolls. Right.
Nor the wherewithal to deal with people that are stupid like that.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like he could have just said to me, well, you left the word article out.
Yeah, right.
Instead of...
And you did add it after that.
I did, yes. But he attacked me.
Right.
And I will not deal with that.
So the bottom line is that an article that's published in the New England Journal of... You got me saying it now. The New England Journal of Medicine by Dr. Philip Landgren. He is saying that more research needs to be done, that genetically modified foods should be labeled, and that it should be on the worry list of most scientists and physicians.
Well, and they're also talking about Enlist Duo should also be revisited.
And research before it's unleashed on the public. And we just talked about this a little while ago, right? The FDA, the EPA, the USDA, they unleash these things on the public. Then we find out that they're bad for us, and we have to fight to get them out of the food chain. Look at glyphosate. They're about to – the new Enlist Duo, for those of you who don't know this, is a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D. 2,4-D was one of the ingredients in Agent Orange. We can all agree that Agent Orange wasn't healthy. They're about to spray this stuff on food that you're going to give to your kids. In fact, it's already been approved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Monsanto's already working on genetically modified variants of its current crops that will resist Enlist Duo so that farmers can deal with the weeds that got too strong for the glyphosate by itself, and now it's going to be glyphosate and 2,4-D so that they can kill the weeds again, which means you are going to be eating now this new hand grenade of chemicals.
There's
and no one knows what it's going to do to
us. Such a chemical assault to us. It says here... We from the article within the New England Journal of Medicine,
right.
We believe the EPA should delay implementation of its decision to permit use of Enlist Duo. The decision was made in haste. It was based on poorly designed and outdated studies and on an incomplete assessment of human exposure and environmental effects. It would have benefited from deeper consideration of independently funded studies published in the peer-reviewed literature. And it preceded the recent IARC determination on glyphosate in 2,4-D. And then he goes on, they go on to talk about the labeling of GM foods.
So none of this is ever going to stop until people who make the decisions within the FDA and other organizations that have oversight. None of this is going to stop until people within those organizations that provide oversight that are supposed to be protecting humans in the United States start going to jail for their bad decisions. You realize that. Not until that time.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, it will.
Because people are making mistakes up there now that they should be going to jail over, and they're not.
But they will someday. You mark my words. There's going to be a tipping point where the government can't ignore it anymore. Right now, the government is doing a great job at ignoring it. But there's going to be a tipping point. And the day...
I'd say we are at that tipping point.
Oh, people are tired of everything right now. I mean, I think the American people are pretty much frustrated with every aspect of politics and government today.
Just while we're on the subject of Monsanto, you remember they were trying to buy Syngenta
right. For
$46 billion. Well, Syngenta did not... They didn't break. They're not... They're not coming to the table, and Monsanto drops their bid.
Well, the reason that Monsanto is trying to buy Syngenta is because they're trying to get more deeply involved in the chemical side of the business because they are taking it in the shorts right now with GMO, with glyphosate, now this. There is a massive oppressive movement on Monsanto. You got the World Health Organization. So, literally, we talked about this. Four years ago, we could see Monsanto go out of business within the next decade. And I think it may actually be faster than that. If they don't find a way to shore up their profits, their investors are already starting to become concerned, A, of the negative stigma of being involved with a company that appears to be poisoning humanity, and B, their profits keep falling.
The butterfly, monarch butterflies in general... Are the 90? They're 90%. They're dead.
Extinct, yeah.
They're gone.
Right.
And nobody's doing anything about it.
But that's small potatoes compared to what they're doing to the American population.
Well,
making us sick. Who knows if all these problems we're talking about cancers?
But
and
that's just my point. If they're killing off the butterflies and the bees, you know, what are they doing to humans?
Us. Right. Right. Yeah, no, I mean, Monsanto's in trouble. We could see Monsanto go out of business within the next 5 or 6 years if things keep going like this for them. And there's nothing that can save them because they are a sinister, evil company that all they care about is profits and they don't care about who they hurt. They'll buy politicians. They'll buy armies to protect them. They'll twist the arms of foreign governments to force them. It's not going to work forever. It's not. They can't keep doing it. It's going to come a point in time where the government officials are going to start turning their back on Monsanto because it's bad. Because when the voters start paying attention to this whole discussion in mass, when the mainstream voter starts paying attention to this and starts voting because of allegiances to Monsanto, you'll see how fast. Politicians are notorious for turning their back. They have no loyalty. You'll see it happen. It will happen. We're going to take do we have anything else we want to talk about? What else?
I just wanted to talk about this sucralose thing.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about sucralose, and then we're going to name the winner of the first ever secret word contest. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin. Curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off Metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So we got one more story to talk about, and then we're going to announce the winner. We just selected the winner during that break, so that gives everybody a chance, even somebody who just sent in their secret word a little while ago, to be involved, to have a chance to win. So you wanted to talk about sucralose, right?
Well, I read something that was I didn't know about, and so it's I was reading a newsletter talking about the sucralose in Powerade Zero V8V Fusion and Energy both contain sucralose, the no-calorie sugar substitute that goes by the name of Splenda, which can take a toll on the gut at a cellular level. Studies say sugar substitutes are controversial, but the latest research is showing that aspartame or Splenda changed the gut microbiome for the worse. A disrupted gut extracts more calories from food, leading to increased fat storage.
This makes sense, too, because think about it. So we just talked about a story about cows by disrupting certain microbes in their stomach, keeps them from producing gas, remember? And one of the benefits of that approach was going to be that they would get fat faster.
That's right.
We just talked about that last week.
I forgot what the percentage was. It was a large percentage.
Yeah. So things that disrupt the microbes in the stomach can influence whether you are fat or lean. And see, this is, so, you know, there's a lot of discussion out there about whether these artificial sweeteners are harmful. Are they good for you? Do they hurt you? Do they help you? You know, goes back and forth. But we come back to the same discussion, with chemicals. You know, when you're eating or drinking a chemistry project, there are things going on that your body wasn't designed to handle.
So that doesn't include stevia.
No,
stevia is from natural.
Well, and so is sugar alcohols, right? But sugar alcohols give people stomach problems too.
They give them gas, don't they?
Yeah. So I don't know. And did they identify the study that? Because I'd love to kind of sniff that one out and look and see what the study
showed. No, I just got it like right when we were getting ready to go on the air. So I need to see.
The validity
what the study was, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people feel that sucralose is the less offensive of all of the artificial sweeteners. Like aspartame, we know, is not the greatest thing in the world already for a variety of reasons.
Well, aspartame is made by Monsanto. Wasn't aspartame originally introduced by Monsanto?
Yeah, amino sweet, they call it now, right?
Yep, amino sweet.
Yeah, it's not called aspartame anymore. All right, so anyway, yeah, I mean, we could go round and round all day long about which chemicals are good for us, which chemicals aren't. I think that the idea should be to just avoid as many chemicals as possible in your diet. I mean, that should be it. You know, try to focus on more whole foods and make the chemistry set, the smallest amount. Okay, so now we're going to announce the first winner ever of the secret word contest. The winner is going to receive 200. Oh, wait. $200 worth of Quest Protein products. They can choose from Quest Protein bars, Quest Protein chips, and Quest Protein powder. So what we did during the commercial break was I asked Elisa to pick a number between 1 and 215, and she picked it. And I just basically went to that line item, and the name that came up was Maxime Leger. How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Leger, but I could be wrong.
So if you're listening live, congratulations. If you're not listening live, we'll email you so that you can forward your order to us, and we will have it shipped to you directly from Quest Nutrition.
And we have a new contest starting next week.
Monday we'll announce it. I haven't decided yet. I'm thinking about maybe doing something with Live On Labs because they have amazing products.
I love their products.
So do you know there's two celebrities that I just learned yesterday that use Live On Lab products? Can I tell you who they are?
You told me, but you can tell the listeners who they are.
One of them I like both of them. I got to tell you the truth. One of them is Robert Downey Jr.
Uses Live On Labs products?
Live On Labs vitamin C and glutathione.
Really?
Yes. And the other guy that many of you who watch Dancing with the Stars probably have seen before is Max, the dancer. He uses Live On Lab products. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
So, you know, it's not just us simple folk that are using these products that they're working for. There's celebrities out there, too, that believe in these products as well. Now, I can't say that they listen to the show, but if they did, they'd probably like it. Anyway, all right, so there you have it. We'll announce the new secret word contest come Monday. Do we have anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
And thank you to everybody for listening this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.